Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dare to Win. This is Us Radio broadcast today. Loyalty is essential. Are you with us or are you against us? We'll be right back after the music selection to deal with that question. Thursday at 9 p.m. with an exciting program that educate us and inform us of the things about us and what we need to do in order to go from survival to sovereignty. My name is Brother Shibaka. I'll be your host for this evening, and we have a very exciting program coming up. The question day is, loyalty is essential. Are you with us or are you against us? If you wish to participate and dial in with this conversation and dialogue, you can do that by dialing 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Or you can dial us by going to our website at www.usliftingus.com. Click on the radio tab, and then you can listen live. As I said, my name is Brother Shibaka. I'll be your host for this evening. And joining us tonight is Brother Thurman. Brother Thurman is a board member of Us Lifting Us, and he has a number of things to say. Brother Thurman, How are you doing this evening? And tell us how you're feeling. Brother Thurman, can you hear me?
Yes, I had my phone on mute, but I'm doing wonderful, and I'm excited. I'm always excited when I'm in the presence of good vibrations of African people.
Well, good, brother. We're glad to have you and host this program. I am very proud to be the host and in conversation with you, the listening audience. I'm very happy to. I haven't been on for a while, but it gives me great pleasure to join you all, and hopefully this program can be very beneficial to all of us and enlightening to those who are listening. Well, Brother Thurman, let me jump right on in it. Why is loyalty essential? According to the question, you have loyalty is essential. Are you with us or against us? What say if you?
Yes. Thank you, Brother Shabaka, and it's always good to be on, be in your company. And the question is a very serious question, you know, why is loyalty essential? And essential meaning that there's got to be some structure to dealing with that subject. So loyalty kind of reminds me of a soup. If you don't build it right, it just doesn't nourish, and it's not fulfilling. And so to go into that question, to answer your question, loyalty is essential for survival as a group, because we are not going to be successful if we don't go forth as a group. If we go alone, it's not going to work. And as we have seen demonstrated for many, many decades, so I would say that we've been too divided. And so there will be no liberation without loyalty, especially in leadership circles. Many of our great freedom fighters, including ancestor President Thomas Sankara, because of unloyal ones in his leadership circle, was unjustly murdered. But prior to that, based on loyalty, Brother Thomas Sankara, in 4 years, did some major things in, I believe, Burkina Faso that other African countries had not succeeded because they didn't have that level of loyalty. And the ones that did have it in the past, they were had the same fate that he did. And so the loyalty is, to give you some definition, it's essential. It's just like the subject, unity is necessary, but there's ingredients that has to be that's essential to having unity work. We don't just come together. There's got to be some essential working parts, and loyalty is one of them. And to get into some definitions, loyalty, a simple definition, an effective one, is trust. And in loyalty, you establish trust and you continue to build trust. It's like building a wall. And if you're building a square wall, a square structure like a house or a round one, as that wall gets its circumference, its height, it gets stronger. And when we go forth with consistency in nurturing and working in a trustful manner, it gets easier for us to function. And one of the things that gets in the way of our people, we'll bring up that subject of trust, and they don't realize that psychologically they have built a barrier, energetic barrier within themselves. Instead of, what's the solution? Is to don't do a lot of worration about trust. It's not that you don't give thought to it, but there's just some things that you're not at risk of losing your life. You just go forward and quit. Another definition of is loyalty is a strong feeling of support or allegiance, devotion to our cause, and that's something that is growing around the world. But there's many of us that have no clue about that. And so that word allegiance, when I hear that word allegiance, it reminds me of my miseducation in school and the pledge allegiance to the European flag. And we've got to, so many things, we've got to come back to an African model of things. And so just in terms of that word allegiance, we can pull up the African Code of Conduct. But I just wrote something like, I pledge allegiance to fully participate in the total liberation of African people and reject the memorizing of the European flag foolishness. And that's just my feeling about the European flag. And loyalty is also a firm commitment. And as I said earlier, with loyalty, we never face the world alone. We just can't do it alone. We need groups. So us lifting us is about bringing forth the necessity and bringing forth our ancient model of cooperative economics, but it's about cooperative economics, group economics, family-centered economics, not doing it alone. And in all areas of people activity, such as economics, education, entertainment, labor law, politics, religion, sex, and war, we've been lied to, tricked, and socialized into committing our life to living an unloyal allegiance to our own people and our liberation movement. And if that wasn't clear, I'm saying that we have been lied to, tricked, socialized, bamboozled, that we have, because of that damage that's been done to our mind, have an unloyal allegiance to our own and to our liberation movements. And so where's the loyalty? The loyalty is in the control of the oppressors that tricked us, miseducated us, brainwashed us. And we've got to go forth to put a stop to that, which we can. And everything that we've been mistaught, we've got to question, and we've got to do a real evaluation of it and make sure that what we end up with is a truthful, evidence-based understanding of whatever subject we're dealing with. And I mentioned the economics, and I mentioned us lifting us in the cooperative economics model and family-centered economics. The education, we've got to correct the miseducation. All of these things, if we don't do the things that's been done against us, we'll continue to not have the level of loyalty that we can have and that we really must have to quickly take our rightful place. Before I go any further, is there anything that came to mind of what I said so far that you've got to comment on, Brother Shabaka?
Brother, you've been saying a mouthful. I don't have you. Listening audience, if you wish to join this conversation, the brother is talking about how essential loyalty is. He associated with the nine areas of people activity that governs our lives. And I guess if cooperation loyalty is not there, cooperation won't be there, and we can't get it. And evidently, the model that Ulu is presenting, all right, affirms loyalty, and then particularly throughout those areas. If you wish to participate in this conversation, you can call us at 929-477-2789 and press 1 on your dial. That will alert us that you have a question or a comment to make, and I'll place you in the queue. Brother, I don't see anybody on the line, so please continue with what you were saying. Loyalty and those areas, how it affects our ability in the economic realm, and then from there, I guess, the cooperation comes to being, and of course, our objective is always sovereignty, which is freedom from having anybody outside control the means by which we govern food, produce our food, govern ourselves, and commit to each other. Please continue, brother. I really appreciate what you've been sharing with us.
Yes, and I mentioned education, And that we've got to recognize that in order to achieve the loyalty that's essential, we've got to put a stop to the miseducation that damages our people's thinking process. We've got to put a stop to the entertainment that demoralizes us and does not have us valuing ourselves on a high level. And also, the world is watching. The babies are watching. The whole world, nature is watching. And we have a need, and it's in our highest good to represent ourselves well. And in entertainment, there's a lot of pollution that's going on in entertainment in terms of the behavior, the dress, and the type of dance that's being done, and that needs to go away, and we can be a part of that. In labor, we've got a worldview of labor that's centered around this capitalistic model, which is not the ancient original model of African people, and it's not a righteous model. But our people not being exposed to cooperative economics, family-centered economics, that's all they know, and that's why ULU is in place to teach us about that. And just this week, Us Lifting Us started what's called Chow QQ, Cuckoo, which is ULU University. And it was doing a wonderful job, last three nights this week on giving greater clarity about the necessity for cooperative economics, and for anyone that had been on it, if all they had known was the capitalistic model, it would have gave them greater clarity and a greater worldview of the value of cooperative economics, family-centered economics. And the thing about labor is we still got generations coming forth that are looking forward to getting a job to work for somebody, and their worldview is not one of thinking that if I take a job, I'm only taking it to work myself off of the plantation into a economic model, a cooperative economic model, where we all are member owners and we are in control and we are working for ourselves, and we're all member owners of the manufacturing centers, the schools, the healing centers, or whatever that might be. And the law that we generally have going running around in our head is really, it ain't law. It's a violently prone folks with guns and bombs that will say that if you don't do what I say, and that's just a whole different model versus the ancient African real laws, such as some righteous laws like the laws of Mayat. And politics, it's a great big ball of confusion. Anybody can see that right now. It's a level of madness like we have never seen publicly. And there's much to be discussed in terms of religion and religion versus our original model, which was spirituality. And
so Brother Thurman, let me ask you this. You're talking about models, and obviously the model that we see here might definitely not be a beneficial, but what about China? China has been held up as one of the sort of like leading models, you know, fighting the capitalist West and what have you. May they be a model, and is it possible that we need to, you know, as African people, begin to build an alliance with them? What's your take on that?
Well, they have demonstrated that they're totally unreliable in business and in all areas of their business, in terms of trade, in terms of food. They're unreliable. They've shown themselves to be untrustworthy, and there's some foul things that they've been doing forever. And in whatever way that they're fighting against the capitalistic model, it's just a strategy that they're using to take control of the world, including African people and including all of Africa. And if Sister Nanana was available, she had something interesting to share about China. Maybe she will call in. But in my view, the evidence shows that they're not trustworthy. So it's just like if you take food, for example, it's not a secret. You can find it on the internet, on YouTube, that they demonstrate the things that they've done and people that have been to China and observed how they are about food. And so it's been known for a few years now that our people that are the ones that do it go wild over boneless wings. But one of the flaws or the tricks with a boneless wing is that it could be a rat and you wouldn't know it because it's boneless. And so anyway, my answer was that they have shown themselves to not be trustworthy. Did I answer your question?
Yes, sir, you definitely have. And family, if you wish to join the conversation here, again, you can call 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789, and then just press 1 on your phone pad, and that'll alert us that you're in the queue, and then I'll acknowledge you so that you can ask your question or make a comment. But right now, we're going to take a slight music break and come back to this conversation, and so we'll be right back after 2 minutes.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Greetings, family. We're back. I'm your host, Brother Shabaka, and we have been joined this evening with Brother Thurman. And what we've been talking about is loyalty. Are you with us or against us? And he was, before the break, went on and was beginning to articulate, you know, some of the things that we had. And we did pose a question about China. There's a number of revolutionary movements throughout the world who have directed their attention to China because of its success in building an economy that is only second only to the U.S. And the brother has indicated to us that China is not what he thinks China to be. And so, brother, I would appreciate if you could maybe elaborate a little bit more on that. Yeah. I did look up some things, and I noticed that China was into manufacturing tomato paste, something that is used a lot, you know, by us, particularly African people on both sides of the Atlantic, particularly in preparations of our food. So could you say something a little bit more about that?
Yes. And so the Chinese, as I said, they're not trustworthy. They're evidence. Everything we focus on should be evidence-based, you know, not some hearsay. And we're in trouble because of things that we believe and we ingest because we're not focusing on the evidence. But the Chinese in Africa, they've got businesses, and they actually have areas of Africa where they have businesses that does not allow, maybe in South Africa, do not allow Africans to come in to be served, you know, in restaurants, for example. And we should be outraged that we have not organized in a loyal fashion to put a stop to it, because we can put a stop to it. And when you talked about the tomato paste, yes, they have maybe stolen the technique from some Italians of doing this tomato paste, but one of the things they did to tremendously cut costs is add a pretty good quantity of I believe it's soy. And it turns out that they're biggest loyal African people. And the loyalty is just going to require that we throw in the trash can of history everything that interferes with our liberation, all anti-us lifestyles. We've got to have the courage and the discipline to do whatever is necessary to achieve our loyalty. And there's things we do not have to tolerate. And so when it comes to what the Chinese and others are doing, there's a worldwide attack on African people that I can't name a group that's not involved in the attacks and the brutalization and the killing of African people. And so when it comes to the question is, are you with us or against us? There's just a dividing line, and certainly there are amongst our people around the world those that are with us, and then there's also those that are against us. Do we have someone that's on the line, Brother Shabaka?
Thank you, brother. Let me open the line just a moment here. To the caller with the last four digits, 7204, could you state your name and tell us where you're calling from and direct your question or comment to us?
Yes, good evening to y'all. This is Deborah from Richmond, Virginia. How y'all doing this evening?
Oh, doing fine, Sister Deborah. It's always a pleasure hearing you.
Great. I'm a little upset this week because of all the things that's been going on and everything. When you mentioned China with this tomato paste, one thing that bothers me is that we don't mind using other people's stuff. We can make our own tomato paste.
Yes.
You understand? I mean, it's nothing that we cannot make. And when you think about it, it's almost nothing that has been made that didn't get its beginnings from us. Mm. So when I see people get so excited about other people doing this and these are things that we could have did ourselves. Okay, it's nothing. We have been so divided. When you listen to some of our people, sometimes you think we're more divided than we ever been before. You understand? It's just because people don't do their own research for one thing. They go by what somebody say, And they need to start researching and doing their own research on things. Look like they're scared to do their own research. Yeah, we got everything. You can do all the research you want to do. And it's just things like that that bothers me, that, you know, that it gets on my nerves. So that's basically what I have to say. We're very divided, and we need to stop being divided, and we need to question ourselves, why are we divided as much, you know, because a lot of stuff doesn't make any sense. We need to accept everybody's not going to be the same. But we do have one, we as a people have one enemy. I don't care who he is. So that's it.
All right, sister, really appreciate those strong sentiments. And Brother Thurman, I hear the sister painting about pain, about, you know, with the great talent and skills we have shown in the past, and all of a sudden it seems like we don't really want to show that now. And I guess the loyalty is not to self, the loyalty is to the enemy. You have any comments on that?
Yes, the loyalty amongst too many of our people is to the enemy, because they've been programmed to do that, and in the process they have weakened their own mind. But because it's enormous, they're attacking us from many, many sources. And that's why we've got to have a correction in all subject areas of people activity, all, no limits. And so they have been so effective that they can abuse us, murder us, do whatever, and still have us give them lots and lots of multi-millions and billions of dollars that they use to buy up more of Africa and to do whatever destructive things to us and to the planet. And we'll just be talking about, you'll say, well, what were you doing today? And you say, oh, I was just chilling. But see, words like chilling is destructive to the brain, because it's saying, oh, I was just doing nothing. Chilling, I'm doing nothing. We don't have time in this state of emergency to be doing nothing. Even if we need to meditate or be quiet or be still, it's constructive in terms of therapy, not chilling. We need to throw that word chilling in that ash can of history. And so, as Sister Deborah said, the goods that we buy from others, we can produce ourselves. And for the most part, there's a lot of goods, could be a huge percentage of goods, you know, from 75% to 90%, we don't need it in order to be able to live in the food range. And so if we don't know the value of loyalty, you never understand the damage of betrayal. And when we are committing anti-us activities, what are we doing? We're betraying ourselves. We're betraying our people. We're betraying the Most High and the ancestors and the ancestors that did powerful things to bring civilization to the world. And so if you started looking at anti-us things, we're accepting the large-scale pimp game that have been run on us. We ingest, get sick, processed food, and drink. And when I say get sick, processed food, and drink, I'm talking about the evidence, not my opinion. Because if we look around us, all of us know people that's got high blood pressure and diabetes and kidney dialysis and multiple things and chemotherapy and whatever, but it's all because they have ingested toxic, devitalized food and ingested in their mind devitalized thoughts. And it can be addressed. Brother Aleem Muhammad recently was talking about 90% of the food in the grocery store is of no value to wellness, no value to wellness. Now, if we are going to go forth with this subject with sincerity, straight from the heart about being loyalty, I'm going to put a stop to that. Well, I have. So, and I'm willing to put a stop to other things if I find I can escape from it. And so, if eating cheese and meat would make me sick, I'm willing to say I ain't gonna eat it no more. And especially if when I have a choice of not eating it. But you do it and you get good results, then why wouldn't all of us do that? And so, as I said, they've run a big pimp game on us with the food and everything else. And we can grow, we can produce and grow our own food. But in this movement of not being loyal to the total liberation of our people, we've got a lot of people of our people that have been so programmed, so addicted, that to leave out of the air conditioning in the summertime to go out and harvest some food or plant some food, whatever, they'd almost say that's an insult to them. But really, it's just we are supposed to be a part of, we are a part of nature, and really we're supposed to be outside every day. We are part of the, in the ecosystem of life on this planet. We are the daytime creatures that are up and mobile in the daytime, and we would be going to get water, to get sunshine for healing and nourishment, and to harvest, cultivate berries and plants and things like that. We were not supposed to stay inside. We don't have a genetic history of being inside caves or whatever, which is houses kind of like that. And we've got to change that attitude of not being willing to grow, plant, harvest our own food and be outside. And so we got to be fit. And so if we're not exercising, and there's a new disease on the scene, you can look it up. It's called sitting disease. But it's spreading, because the folks are sitting and chilling and eating and drinking their big gulp and gobbling up whatever, you know, getting their grub on. But among the many other diseases is the new one, sitting disease. And we've got to change, it's everything. So if you incorporate what people do in their life and what they do every day, like brushing their teeth, or they're brushing their teeth in some polluted water coming out the tap, but they're brushing their teeth with some chemicalized toothpaste that you don't need. And so as Dick Gregory has been saying for years, the toothpaste is poison. He said, if you don't believe it, take the box that it comes in and look on the backside, and it says on there, do not swallow. Well, if you're not to swallow it, why would you put it in your mouth? And then it's got a poison control number on it in the event that you swallow it. But it's poison. And so to be loyal, we would not accept those kind of things. We would not accept the okey-doke that's coming forth with regard to marijuana, for example. Marijuana has many medicinal values that you can put in tea, you can put in food, and get much value from it. But the okey-doke that they're running on the people is smoking it. That's anti-us. The body was not designed to smoke nothing. But this is what we got to face if we're going to be loyal, not take this temp game.
All right, brother. Mm-hmm. You said a mouthful there. Look, we're going to take another music break. And on the other side of this break, brother has provided us with a lot of insight and information. All right, when we come back, we want to know how all this compilation of information he has provided us, how does it separate us from those who are with us and those who are against us? All right, when we come back, in about 2 to 3 minutes. family. This is Brother Shabaka. I am here with Brother Thurman, and we've been talking tonight about loyalty essential. Why is it essential? And if it is, are you with us or against us? If you wish to join into this conversation, you can call us at 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Press 1 on your dial. All right, and then that'll alert us that you're on the, in the queue, and we'll have you ask your question or make your comment. Brother Thurman, we're back, and just finished listening to Brother Farrell Saunders to enlighten us, but I want to get deep into the conversation that you're having. All right, so we're bringing almost to a close in the next 15 minutes. So tell us again, how all this you've been sharing with us, how am I to say, are you with us? Who are those that are with us? And the manifestation of behavior of those who are against us. Go ahead, brother.
And when you said manage those that, I believe you said, that are not with us, I take the position that the strong spirit-minded warriors wouldn't spend a lot of energy on the ones that are not with us. But what the warriors as a group should do and can do is set the strong model and put that out there. And the others, it'll be there for them to see that group success and not spend a lot of energy on a lot of conversation about what they are not doing, and do what the ones that see the vision, and the ones that see the vision also know that from day to day we suppose that forever do the each one reach one, each one teach one thing. And so that's the way that I see the ones that are not with us. They've been misled. And that's this, and it's, and I see the European or the ones that's against us in a similar kind of way. We focus our most energy on us having success and doing our work. And so the loyalty, there's enormous benefits waiting for us when we are on, and those of us that are already involved, is that we take great pride in ourselves, and we take great pride in ourselves. It raises up automatically in terms of being prideful, our vibration. And there's many other things that we can do to help increase our vibration, but increasing our vibration in our energy field also increases our success, and it has an effect on everything around us, butterflies and trees and people included. And we are missing out on that. And as a proud people, then we would go forth and walk, talk, dress, and representing in our people, our ancestors, in a powerful way. And we will be living naturally, my spirit, mind, and body, and no more pimp game, you know, they can't bamboozle us. And we will be fit and willing to work and do whatever is needed to survive. And so if it was needed to move to the land and do some work, we'd just do it. We wouldn't.
All right, brother, it seems like we got another call on the line. I hate to interrupt you, but we don't want to miss a chance since we got very few minutes left. Let's get this caller on the line. Caller, if your last four digits of your number is 6093, you're in the queue. Please share with us your name and where you're calling from.
Thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to share, and I will try to be brief. This is Sister Nanana from Denver, Colorado. I just wanted
to say greetings from us. No, I was saying greeting from us who are operating at sea level.
Yes, this is the Mile High City, that's for sure. In terms of this whole subject around loyalty, It seems to me, and I would invite Brother Thurman to respond and give his thoughts or opinions around my observation or my statement here. It seems to me that we are living in a time where doing nothing is no longer acceptable, that is inappropriate, that every single Black African descended person needs to take a stand and to make movement and actions in a way that undoubtedly show that they are supportive of us coming together in a unified manner to create this global cooperative economy and to forge our sovereignty. So for me, I think we're living in a time whereby you cannot just continue to sit on the sidelines, that one of the ways or a major way that you demonstrate your loyalty is that you put your shoulder to the wheel along with many others and that you become active. We cannot at this point in time afford to have people who are continuing just to go day by day, every day, doing the same thing that they've done in the past. So I'll just offer that and invite Brother Thurman to make a comment and let me know if he sees the same thing that I see. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Well, Brother Thurman, do you see the same thing?
Yes, absolutely, Sister Nanana. I see the same thing. I agree with you. We don't have the option. War has been waged on us. It have been for centuries. We're in a serious state of emergency, and the ill ones, the ones that's out of their mind, they have intention of making it even worse for us. And so we've got to circle up and put our shoulders to the wheel, as Sister Nanana said. We've got to be busy. We've got to be busy. We've got to be pooling our resources and call on all of the strengths and all of the powers within us and within the universe, the ancestors, the creators, Ra, and on. I agree with her. I think there's is there any other callers, brother?
Thank you, brother. Yes, I do see one more. Greetings, whoever you are. If your last four digits is 6050, we'd like to hear from you. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Patrick. I'm calling from Toronto, and just wanted to say I'm joining a conversation tonight.
I
appreciate you guys bringing up a lot of the points and a lot of the points from Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., which is really good to hear. A lot of that information getting out and people bringing it up, like the nine areas of people activity and that kind of thing. So. I think maybe a lot of times we jump the gun, talking about what needs to be done. I think first there needs to be pooling money together and that kind of thing. Those kind of things needs to be planned. So if I was to come to you gentlemen and say, hey, let's pull some money together, give me some money, you're going to look at me like I'm crazy, right? I haven't shown anything. I haven't shown you the plan. I haven't shown you, you know, what's going to happen necessarily. So I think we're not even in the planning phase yet of any of this stuff for the most part. Some of this stuff is, because I know some people, but not in the United States, but are doing a lot of planning. But I think for the most part, the planning phase is like it's just being overlooked. So there's a lot of information and there's a lot of knowledge out here, but the planning phase hasn't been done. And the first part of the planning phase, even before the actual planning phase, is just figuring out what it is we want with some detail.
Right.
Yeah,
and we haven't figured that out yet. It doesn't need to be everyone, but you know, it needs to be figured out in some detail, and then the planning process begins, because we don't know who to call to see that anything has been done.
Yeah, caller.
We don't have any dates or anything like that.
All right. I hear you, brother, and I appreciate that. I think we had done a little bit of planning, but there's another caller on here. Let me get that last caller and see what he or she has to say. And Brother Thurman will address your comments. Caller with the last four digits of 3176, could you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please? 3176.
Greetings, brothers. This is Brother Angti from Atlanta, Georgia. How are y'all doing this
evening?
Greetings,
Brother Angti. Doing fine.
Good.
Thank you for having me.
I'm enjoying the program very much this evening, and just wanted to comment to the last brother's comment that Us Lifting Us has been in planning and implementing since 2014. One of the things that excites us so much is that we have already created the Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative, LLC. So that instrument currently exists, and it is a cooperative, primary cooperative that can receive funds from our people, purchase a co-op share for $1,000, and for every 1,000 members that contribute $1,000 in purchasing a share, that's $1,000,000. So we have been planning and analyzing the economic and political landscape, both in the United States and globally, for a number of years. And so our strategy is well thought out, well tested, and it's a tool available for our people to use right now. I'll say this, and then I'll be finished. We are living in an unprecedented historical moment. We are on the precipice of a change in the mode of production, and our people are poised to launch a global cooperative enterprise that is capable of allowing us to control the means of production so that we can begin to provide for our own food, clothing, shelter, and all of our needs and services. We had on the program a couple of weeks ago a sister who has developed the Guap coin, Sister Tavanya Evans. And so we now have at our disposal a cooperative. We have a digital currency. We have the entire continent of Africa waiting for us to put into motion these instruments that are available to us. So, and the exciting thing is we don't have to beg anybody. We don't have to wait on anybody. We don't have to protest. We don't have to march. We just have to pool our resources and go to work. Thank you, brother, and I'll listen for your answer offline.
Thank you, Brother Onti. Brother Thurman, you had anything you wanted to add?
Yes, I thank Brother Angti also, and thank the brother calling in from Toronto. And so Brother Angti did say that the model is in place, and there's a you can go to Us Lifting Us, www.usliftingus.com, or the webpage usliftingus.com. A new webpage is under construction and will be up pretty soon, but with the current webpage, you would be able to delve into what Us Lifting Us is about, and also be able to communicate with Us Lifting Us by email, info@usliftingus.com. That's info@usliftingus.com. And And the membership, annual membership dues is $50 that entitles you to have a voice in the operation of Us Lifting Us, because all Us Lifting Us current members have a say-so in whatever we're doing. And so we have a model in place, and we need more of us to come forth and follow. And so, for example, when I mentioned earlier, when it comes to the essentials of loyalty, that the essential ingredient to make loyalty work is trust. And Us Lifting Us is there. Trust is built. You build on trust. And so the ones that have been here in the organizing state and wrote the operational agreements they have been loyal, and they have shown and demonstrated that they're trustworthy. And I've seen the same thing. And you're welcome to apply for membership and join us and have a say-so and help us to build it. And so we have the opportunity to go forth and to do my art and be a part of Us Lifting Us. And I do want to say to our people, if you vote for someone that would agree to putting a stop to the killing of us by the ones with guns. And Brother Shabaka, we down to the last couple of minutes, you can close us out, or you got any questions or comments you want to give before we close out?
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. I think you said everything that needed to be said, and I thank the people who had joined in and shared their views or asked their questions. As Brother Thurman has indicated, you wish to know more about us, just go to our website, which is www. And all one word, us, U-S, lifting, LIFTING US.com. All right. And there will be directions as to information that you can acquire. And you'll learn a lot about us, what we're doing. We're developing. We have an academy, a university that's developing, which launched yesterday, so that we can inform people of, number one, the environment that we're currently in, that it's not the only model that you see operating, that there was something before we were kidnapped, prisoners of war, 400 or 500 years ago. There was something in place before then, all right? There was something in place before then here. You know, there were Africans here in the Western Hemisphere before the guy named Columbus got lost and came over here. So, and there's a lot of information that hasn't been shared, you know, because it's been misinformed, and you got to look at it now. And if you conquer people, you're not going to tell them the truth. You're going to tell them what you need to tell them in order to sustain control. Think about that. You know, you tell people what they need to know to sustain your control, which may not necessarily be the truth all the time. All right, we're gonna close. We'll be back here next week at 9 o'clock. We really appreciate you all calling in. Brother Thurman, thanks again for your input and all the callers that came through. Go to the website. We got every information on there and help you. You can use the website. We got info at uslistenus.com if you have a message, as well as a phone number, which you can find on the website. Brother Thurman, appreciate it. See you and have a good evening. Everybody else, enjoy yourself. And have a good evening.
Thank you so much, brother, and thank you, family.